in the House, the Senate, and at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. I don't care what your political beliefs are, right of right, left of left, in between, confused, sick of it all. You have a say in this overnight highway. It's the buzz in your backyard. You're creating it. So feel free to chip in your two cents by giving us a ring at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Top three things you'd love to see in a president. How about someone that tells you the truth no matter what? They're so transparent, it's almost embarrassing. That was supposed to be the Obama administration. Remember, coming in, the proclamation was, we are going to be so ridiculously transparent. Because, geez, the Bush people weren't. We're not going to be like that. We are going to tell you everything. And it's funny, and I've told this story before. It's worth mentioning here at the tippy-tippy top of this hour. The most liberal person I know, Ellen Ratner, who you sometimes can catch on Fox. And if you go to foxnews.com, she writes opinion pieces. She's a great lady, very, very liberal, lifelong Democrat. She says in all her years of covering politics, she never met a bigger bunch of people who do the complete opposite of what they tell you you're going to do. She says they call for something going down that's going to happen at the White House, and 5 hours later they show up. And she even gives credit to the Bush people, saying, you know, she says the Bushies, with the Bushies you always knew, they told you they were going to have something at 3 o'clock. It was at 3 o'clock on the dot, always. And so how about a president who is transparent, even if it's really, really tough? How about a president who can somehow unite very stubborn people? You know, it's so bad in Washington. And coming up this hour, by the way, we will go through some of the government waste in 2012, thanks to Cracker Jack Man down under Jack Alexander for providing the fuel. In other words, he sent me a copy of the government waste book. And we used to have them on all the time. We used to talk about that all the time on the show, but it's worth digging into this. One of the things that we find out, and we know this, but one of the things that we find out from 2012 is very little legislation was actually passed. Yeah, not really. There was more conversation probably in the hallways about where to have lunch than to actually get things done. I know. Yeah. And this is why, no budget, you know. 3 years, no budget. Imagine if you operated that way, you had no budget. I hope I can pay these bills, because whatever's coming in and going out, it just doesn't always match. I mean, we are living on a credit card. The excess, $3.7 trillion. How did we get there? You will be stunned by some of the government waste. I think you will be, if you haven't heard some of it. You know, usually a couple of big things hit the news. But there's other things that somehow get buried in the mix. And we're going to unbury some of that and see what you think of what's part of the waste book for 2012. And like I said, very, very little legislation actually was passed. And that's wrong. I think, honestly, the incentive should be you have to be there to vote on at least 75% or more of what goes down. I understand that sometimes somebody's back in their own backyard trying to work with the people they're representing, and you couldn't possibly be there for every single vote on every single thing. But, boy, just being there less than half the time and it's spending the rest of the time, I don't know, playing golf, running for re-election, you know, there's too much wasted time. There's too much wasted space. And I think that really some of the reading of the bills and tying things to bonuses and whatnot should be considered. Otherwise, well, I mean, what are we doing? Why do we keep doing the same thing over and over again? What do they say that is? The definition of insanity is to do that. The definition of insanity. And we are living that out Congress. 61 bills passed. 61 bills. So this Congress is on pace to make history for the least productive legislative year since 1947. 1947. That is lame. And it's a lame duck session, let's face it, because everybody's running. The House, all the seats are up for grab. 33 seats in the Senate. And the presidential run. What's roll call like now? Hello? Hello? Anyone here? We got a C-SPAN thing to do. Does anyone know what we could film today?
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
Pretty soon they're going to have seat fillers, like they do for the Academy Awards, because the actors just can't possibly sit still for 4 hours. They can't do it. There's just no way. They want to know who wins Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, and a few things in between. They cannot sit still for 4 hours. So they have to hire seat fillers for very cheap, but the people get the thrill of filling in the seats. So when there's a TV camera pan from the back, it looks like all the seats are filled up. That's what they need for Congress. We just need seat fillers. And that, seriously, that's what it's become. It is. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. All right, coming up this hour, besides diving into government waste, which will be a big chunk of this, we're also going to go to the mailbag. Once again, my cup or my mailbag overrunneth with mail from all of you, and so much of it had to do with what happened in Libya. Still on your mind is the Benghazi thing, the consulate, and where does the buck stop, and what happened in the second debate when that question came up and whatnot. But a few other things, too, as well, including what I thought was going to happen in the election. I mean, ultimately, that's the biggest question, isn't it? It's like I used to do sports. Who's going to win the game? So now sports and politics are like, who's going to win the election? That's the question I get now all the time when I go to my dry cleaners. Yo, who's going to win the... It used to be, who's going to win the game, the Cowboys or the Giants? Now it's, who's going to win the election, Obama or Romney? And I've said this before, because of the strides that we've made on the show, in other words, the friends we've made in Washington on all sides of this, and also with people who aren't even affiliated with either party, I've never seen so many people say that they think that this is just a jump ball. That's my best analogy. It's a jump ball. It was Obama's ball, and he was driving it down the lane, driving it down the court, and now he's ended up in a jump ball situation. So that Romney really does have a stab at this. It's not just rhetoric. It's not just right-wing slanted media. I heard that today on some show that I was listening to. I was like, who's the super slanted? So that's what their question was. Who's the super slanted? So super slanted whatever. I mean, legitimately, he is a crack at this. So 18 days, what do you think's going to happen? Who's pulling out in the limousine to get sworn in, perhaps? Or to stay for another 4-855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hang through.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I believe he's got the strength, the commitment, and the vision to live these days with us and to carry the standard forward towards a country where, as I've written, nobody crowds you and nobody goes it alone. Voting matters. Elections matter. Think of the events of the last 12 years and try to convince yourself they don't.
Bruce Springsteen, obviously you know which direction he's voting, and he was out there stumping for the prez. Apparently he wasn't too happy with Bill Clinton. They were both part of the same event, and he said Clinton was too long-winded. Imagine that. Bill Clinton has never met a microphone that he hasn't liked, as witnessed by how well he did at the Democratic convention. He is the best weapon for the Democrats. If they need somebody to speak just off the top of their head, if they need anything related to the Democrats, races, a push, it's Bill Clinton. Absolutely. At almost any time, he can talk to anybody, and anything that's happened with Clinton in the past just gets shoved aside, needless to say, for sure. So I thought that was funny. And you know, he's kind of kidding him, Springsteen was, but he did nail him for talking way too much, for going on and on and on. When I was in Ireland, somebody told me in Ireland that the people liked him there so much that if he wanted to run for president again, he could do it in Ireland and they would elect him. I thought that was pretty interesting. So, one thing, when Clinton was in office, guess what? We had things that got done, even with a Congress that was Republican, if you remember, at the chunk of the time that Clinton was there, and it worked. It worked. They somehow made it work. Somehow they found the magic. Not this time around, so like I said, this Congress is on pace to be the least productive, and this could be the least productive legislative year. I know you're not shocked by that. Just think of the things that we've been talking about on America Tonight. We're always talking about, well, now the ball gets passed down the field again, the fiscal cliff, or should we lift the debt ceiling? At the last hour, they decide they're going to lift the debt ceiling. All right, so here's the deal. Here's some of the government waste that may surprise you that I'm going to dig into a little bit here. And this is, again, part of the waste book that gets put out that allows us to get a good chuckle, sadly, out of what's happening with our tax dollars. Because remember, it's our tax dollars that are part of this whole deal. And you have to laugh or else you have to cry at what's happening here. So here's the scoop. For fast food, for example, in California, people who use food stamps, they can, of course, purchase the not-so-nutritious fast food at Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell. You know, you get it. In Los Angeles County alone, 141,000 people use food stamps at fast food and other restaurants, right? So the city social services director said his department lacks the resources to decide whether restaurants offer enough healthful choices and would need another agency to monitor that. Are you seeing the dollar signs? Oh, we can't monitor this. We need another agency. So then we got to pay for another agency. That's how we get on this duplication or ridiculousness of creating an organization that we don't need to do. In Oklahoma, they have an unused airport. Unused. So get it? Unused means unused. They have an unused airport open to collect federal checks, right? How much? $450,000. The Oklahoma Aeronautics Commission voted this year to keep Lake Murray State Park Airport open because it would give them more federal dough. The airport averages just one flight per month, has no planes based there, and is situated miles from two much more heavily used airports. So at the tune of almost $500,000, why are we paying to keep the stupid strip open? It's great for the people that are there because they got to be making some, I mean, it's automatic money. They got to be making some money off of this. And in the last 5 years, Lake Murray State Park Airport has gotten $750,000 through the FAA program. That's sweet, isn't it? The airport gets an automatic $150,000 from the Federal Aviation Administration each year. So they use that money to go in other directions. Because why would they need it? They have one flight a month? What do they have to do, spruce up the airport? Of course not. That is definitely government waste. I mean, of course. How about this? In 2009, the U.S. Agency for International Development began pursuing a four-year plan to do what? Improve the economic competitiveness of Morocco. I know about Morocco. I saw them on HGTV. Saw houses for rent there. A review by the agency's inspector general found that, ready for this, taxpayer people, found that the $27 million project was not on track to achieve its goals. So part of the project involved training Moroccans to create and design pottery to sell in international markets. To accomplish this, an American pottery instructor was contracted to do several weeks of training classes to local artists and improve their methods. People who participated in the program were also had to work with certain materials, colored dyes and clay and whatnot, and they were kind of frustrated with the material. They wanted better material. And you're talking about like 56 people or more in a class. So, understandably, of course, they need more money to provide better work materials to do this Moroccan pottery thing.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
It is a bunch of malarkey because we paid for it. We paid for it. Oh, ridiculous. All right, here's another one. How about this? NASA, which I'm a big space person, so I hate to even knock NASA in any way, but NASA spends about $1 million researching and building the Mars menu, just the Mars menu. And what do? Here, they dump the money into Cornell University and the University of Hawaii to study the best food for astronauts to eat on Mars. Yes, six volunteers head into a barren landscape in Hawaii to simulate a 120-day Mars mission. In exchange, they all get an all-expenses-paid trip plus $5,000 each for being part of the experiment, for volunteering for it. And so that's where that chunk of money goes to. Isn't there a better way to figure out what the astronauts want to eat in space? What works in their menu? All right, here's a bigger one. This is even more hysterical and stupid. The robot squirrel attack, California, you know what I'm talking about, $325,000. There are two critters. They're big-time adversaries. Squirrels are preyed upon by rattlesnakes, but the snakes rarely attack squirrels who are wagging their tails. When they do, they usually miss the fast-moving squirrel. But what happens when a snake is confronted by a robot squirrel built to look, act, and even smell like the real thing? Researchers at San Diego State University, the University of California, spent a portion of the $325,000 National Science Foundation grant to construct a robotic squirrel named RoboSquirrel to answer the question. RoboSquirrel is a taxidermied actual squirrel that is stored with live squirrels, so it smells real. The body and tail are heated with copper wiring so the snake can see the squirrel's body or its heat signature as if it were real. The tail is controlled by a service motor thing that makes it go back and forth. I will have $500,000. Not quite, but I will have $300,000 plus for my robo squirrel. Can I please have some, mister? Can I please have some, DC? And, of course, they got the money for this. The robo squirrels. Seems crazy, doesn't it? With the massive deficits, we have $325,000 for a squirrel. And here we have so many people struggling just to make ends meet. But you had the U.S. Department of Agriculture spending $300,000 this year to promote caviar. Yes, you heard me right, caviar. That's how much money. Something doesn't make any sense here. That's pretty wasteful. Doesn't it seem like a pretty wasteful thing? I think so. And I really, honestly, I just skimmed over. Those are just a few key things that I saw. I'd say ditch the robo squirrel. I like the Chia Pets better. They're cheaper.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear. Release tax liens and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days, like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back with you here on America Tonight. 18 days before the election, legislative-wise, the House could have a new face. The Senate could as well. The could might turn into should. Could be Republicans across the board. 1-2-3. I call it the 1-2-3 hole, meaning the House, the Senate, and at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Or we could have a different kind of combination happening here. As usual, on this show, we're talking about a whole bunch of different things. We're like bumper cars. We go from one side to the other. That's what makes it fun. Josh in Vermont, one of my favorite places, WVMT. That's where he's listening. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, Kate. Kate, last night you had a guest that was speaking about the oil supply.
Yes.
Well, with all due respect, that oil company propagandist was full of baloney. Any pipeline from Canada to Texas will put millions of dollars into the pockets of multinational oil executives and pennies into the pockets of your listeners. Look, the people of Texas, they drill for oil. The people of Texas, they refine gasoline. And
right.
The people of Texas are patriotic Texas Republicans. So my question is this. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why are these patriotic Texas Republicans not selling American gasoline to American customers at an American price? Why do you think that?
Because they make more money somewhere else.
Absolutely. They're not going to sell gasoline to Kate the American
right.
at $1 a gallon when they can sell gasoline to the Japanese and the Germans at a lot more. You know, the oil found in Texas and the gasoline refined in Texas is not reserved for American customers, but rather it goes out to the world market. So the same thing is going to happen with any oil that comes from Canada or from ANWR. It will go out to the world market. It will not be reserved for Americans.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely. It shouldn't be that way. And there's people that I'm glad you pointed that out. It's funny that we got on the Texas route, but you're right because the people. What happens is you know how this works, Josh. Obviously, with leases, getting people to invest so they can drill, all that whole thing, and then the people who pony up the money for the drilling, especially big kind of money, they want that return on the investment. So of course they want the gasoline to get pumped at the highest rate they could possibly get, because they'll get that money back.
Right. I'm not picking on the people of Texas.
Yeah.
The only reason I mentioned the people of Texas is because Texas is in America.
Right.
So, you know, you would think that Americans would be selling American gasoline, which comes from the American ground,
yeah,
to American customers at an American price. But it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet, and
you're
it's
right.
not going to happen in the future.
You're also right about the I disagree a little bit on the pipeline, though, because with the pipeline, Josh, you do know this. There will be people that would get the middle people. I'll call them not middle management, but the worker people. I'll call the worker the shovel jobs, if you want to call them that. They can make a pretty decent living, and they would get jobs because of that pipeline. You're right that the people at the top of the pyramid, so to speak, of the Keystone Pipeline would make the best, of course, but there would be jobs created, definitely.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, once it comes to your listeners, all they're going to get is pennies. That's all they're going
to
get.
Compared to what the other guys are getting.
Right, compared to the oil company executives.
Yeah. So then what's the answer, Josh? Making people more aware of that and demanding that, you know, see, we live in a free enterprise country and capitalism thrives, which is the heart and soul of America, though, too. So how do you turn that equation around?
Well, you have to pass some kind of laws. You have to influence Congress. If we're going to get American gas from Anwar or from Texas or Oklahoma or any place else, that American gasoline should have a priority for American customers at an American price.
Mm. Then I'll tell you what, if that was the case, we would probably see the oil prices go down for us.
I hope so.
Hey, you were a great caller, Josh. I'm glad you called in. I love that. I love what you said. We're going to cut that snippet off. That was good. Thanks, Josh.
Have a good night.
Hey, you too. All right, Izzy is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Just, by the way, just tell your new screener, I've never heard it before, the station is WGEM. I forgot. I couldn't remember it when he asked me. I'm like, they never asked me that before.
You know, Izzy, we had something really sad happen here in America tonight. And I don't know if you know it or not. When I was in Ireland, Donovan Madsen passed away.
What?
Yes. We played the bagpipes for him on the air a couple of times. I was shocked. It was very heartbreaking for me. And even for my buddy Charles in charge, who's doing the show now, he knew Donovan, I think, a big chunk of his life. Just the greatest guy. Had, you know, got sick at work and ended up where he was on life support, and he died. And I know that you talked to him when you called in, and
oh,
just
no.
34. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know. We are, too. He's living on in other ways. I mean, it's his family. It's got to be rough for his family. Yeah.
He sounded so young.
He was 34. 34.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Okay. Well, that just took the winds out of my
I know.
Head.
I'm sorry. But you said new screener. You made me think of it. So.
Sorry, I couldn't think. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
Station.
I didn't mean to throw you off there. You wanted to talk about women and the role of women in the, and you're a strong woman, so you're a great person to talk to about this. Women and the election.
I am so sick of women whining. Bottom line, I mean, they do not know what it is like to be harassed, the women today. And I see women out on construction crews holding a sign up, and they want the same pay because they're on a construction crew as the guy 40 feet away doing a jackhammer? I don't think so, honey. I mean, you're sitting out there getting your arms tanned, and he's getting his teeth rattled.
I'm going to agree with you there.
But it goes beyond that. Really, Kate, I mean, for the first 8 years I was in law enforcement, you can't believe the harassment. And my pay was probably, we're talking 1970 now. It's probably $3,000 lower. But you know what? I persevered because I needed the job. I had to raise my children because my husband had been killed.
Mm.
And I had to have a job, and that was the first job. And I thought, honest to God, women, shut up and be grateful. Nobody asked you to have a baby, but you had a baby, so why do you get special time off? I didn't.
Yeah.
I planned my time. And honestly, Kate, I'm so tired of this argument about more women like Obama. No, they don't. No, they don't. This is such hype. Do you know, in my town, we have, on an average, 4-1 Romney signs.
Wow, 4-1.
4-1. I counted them because, you know, I ride the bus.
Yeah.
And I was going, I said, oh, my God, there's hardly any Obama signs. Woo-hoo. Because, you know, I'm the diehard conservative. But it's like, no, every woman I've spoken to, and believe me, over the past, well, summer, we have worked tenaciously on the voter registration fraud. And I'm not hearing hardly any females that are for Obama. Unless they're on welfare. And I'm not trying to be snippy there, but that was the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, wake up, women. Newsflash, quit your whining. Work hard. You'll make it. But don't blame the government and don't blame men. Which, yeah, you know, it's been an unfair situation. But bottom line is, there's a lot of times when women don't deserve equal pay. If you're going to take extra time off, don't expect to be compensated for it. I never expected it, but I manage. I'm so sick of this argument. I could just sit now.
Izzy, you're like a different breed, though. You're a bootstrapper. You're a bootstrapper.
No, it just, it's a matter of your own principle.
I agree. I was raised the same way. That's how I was raised.
Look at you, Kate.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes.
You're in a man's world, basically.
Yes, I am, yes.
Especially with your sports announcements.
Yes, yeah,
did
yeah.
Did you whine?
No.
I didn't think you would.
No, but you know, you're right. I did see that, though, with a lot of people, and I don't understand that, because I agree with you. You said you'll get there. What you just said there was so right. You'll get there if you work at it, if you work hard. I believe that, too.
Well, you worked hard. I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
And I hear this all the time, and I'm like, no, and Romney is not anti-female. Oh, my God, that is such nonsense. And you know my attitude, brother, about Romney. I wanted Ron Paul. I still want Ron Paul. But
right.
Not gonna
He's
happen.
Retiring. You're not even going to get him as a congressman anymore.
Well, I don't live in the same state, but nonetheless, I don't see Romney as being worse than Obama.
Right.
Than on this female thing. I have a lot of other issues to talk about, but I'll let it go with that tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think he's miscast that way. I talked to plenty of people in Tampa and outside of Tampa, the people that work for Romney, and there wasn't a thing with him with women at all in hiring now.
Oh, I have a friend down in Florida. Well, a couple of them. And they're like, what are people talking about? And one gal, she makes me look weak, actually. No, really. But she's just a few years younger, and she's like, that's not true. And she's just jumping up and down about the women's rights thing.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, this gal is a go-getter, and she packs 24/7 because of where she lives.
Right.
She's had to support her kids alone.
Right.
And she doesn't go with the feminist movement either. It's just, it's overblown is what it is.
Yeah, I agree that it's overblown. It is. It's overblown. And I think that if you looked into the background of Romney, it's true. He definitely has a track record of hiring women and paying them the same as he was paying guys to do certain positions. So, yeah, I think they're all wet on that one. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Before we do that, let's head out to our man in Mississippi. Like Izzy, he doesn't suffer fools. Stacy, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Stacy, you're on deck. What's up?
All right, baby. Just like, you know I'm a regular listener to you, darling.
Yeah.
But like the man's talking about the Canadian pipeline.
Yeah.
All right, look, I know over 300 or 400 pipeliners personally, and they was all waiting and dying for that pipeline.
Yes.
And one of my best friends talking about when that comes through, he said, I can't wait for that. I said, brother, do you not know? We're not going to get that. And I believe Obama stopped that there, did in his tracks, and you know he did just like I do. He wanted to come through, would have come through. But anyway, do you know how many thousands of people that would have put to work? Do you know where they would have spent their money? That was made in America, that has took care of their family in America, that would have spent their money in America, that would have made our gas cheaper in America. But no, this is going to China. We're going to have to buy from China. You damn idiots, wake up, get Obama's ASS out of office. That's his point blank. I'm just so mad thinking about him. I cannot say what I want to say. It's a God's honest truth. And last call we're talking about a pipeline, you want to hear you talking about.
It yeah, the
thousands and thousands and thousands of people to work. They just spent all their money in America taking care of their families. It made our gas cheaper. It's just men and women that pushed to work on the pipeline.
Yeah,
I know hundreds of them working
on
the pipeline.
I said that to him. I said I disagreed that with you heard me say that with the jobs, it would have meant a lot of jobs for people that would have been in that middle range that would have made a decent living. And you're also right. Yeah. You're right. At least that's what they were talking about. Even if it was a little, even if that estimate was high, it would be somewhere at least at 200, and that's a lot. And then I didn't even think of that part of it, Stacy, they would be spending money in whatever cities where it went through the Keystone Pipeline. But in January, the president rejected the application, he said, because it didn't have... It was insufficient time, but that was a bunch of baloney because Stephen Chu, who is the energy secretary, had already said it was fine, and then he had to take his words back because they told him to take his words back when the environmentalists started to complain about the pipeline. They didn't want to lose the environmentalist with the election coming up, so that's really why that pipeline was stopped. Good point, Stacy. I think that Josh was right, however, I would defend him on this, and that's and he's right about that. That if the investments, if we're talking about Texas, or we're talking about other oil leases, that a lot of that oil, of course, is absolutely harnessed for other places because of the money they're going to make. You know, I get people to invest. I drill. I have an oil well. I have the lease, and then what we get oil. Where are we selling the oil? Where are we getting the most bang for our buck? And maybe that's the answer, is we're not getting it in America, so we're going for other places because we're going to get more that way. But from the job perspective of the Keystone Pipeline, yes, there would have been a lot of people who don't have jobs now who have sketchy jobs where they get a small deal here or a small deal there that would have had more, you know, a longer job, a bigger job, and more pay, because they would have paid for the Keystone Pipeline. They finished phase one, which you already know, but it's all that other expansion area that hasn't happened. And the danger is the Chinese are saying, oh, we'll take it. I mean, forget it. Go out the other side of Canada and we'll take it. We'd love it. And then we'd really get double whammied if that happened. You know, the U.S. portion of the pipeline, if we look at it, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, the pipeline honestly was in the phases was initially cleared until it was shut down temporarily by the president. Here's what I think would happen. Remember, all bets are off when you get your second term, so I wouldn't be stunned if it was a second term for Obama that the pipeline would be back on the boards. I think it would be back on the boards. In July of 2010, the Environmental Protection Agency said that the draft environmental impact study for the Keystone Pipeline was inadequate and had to be revised because it was too narrow. It didn't look at the oil spill response plans. And then they did that. They did it. And so the pipeline, what it said, I'm going to make it clear. So initially that's what happened with the Environmental Protection Agency. Then what happened is they came back. The final environmental impact report was released at the end of August 2011. It said in that report that the pipeline would pose no significant adverse effects to certain cultural resources. So they were clearing it, basically. And they didn't... Exactly. It is like we're in a cartoon. They evaluated the pipeline's impact on employment, the environment, energy independence, the economy, and other critical areas. And what they said is it would have an enormous impact, potentially just a terrific impact. And remember, then there was complaints about the aquifer in Nebraska, so they moved it around that. That was going to be fine. And then Stephen Chu came along and after giving it the blessing said, oh, wait a second. Yeah, maybe not. It was all politics, baby. It was all politics because initially, absolutely, it was cleared. All right, without further ado, quickly, we're going to do a shortened version. Let's head to the mailbag.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Ooh, mail time. All right, Boomer says, yo, Kate, how about it? Yankees out. Do you believe it? I can't believe Detroit now going to the World Series. I have to say, I am a Tigers fan, and I love it that the Yankee fans are just crying in their beers. Woohoo! Tiger sweep, Tiger sweep, Tiger sweep. Yeah, I think that New York fans are not used to that happening, certainly with their team. Of course, there were some injuries to deal with and some other things, but Prince Fielder was just ecstatic, running around the field, high-fiving everyone at Comerica Park, and they just slaughtered them. Detroit 8, Yankees 1 in that final game, and it is a sweep. So they are going to the World Series, absolutely. All right, this one from Dougie. Dougie says, America Tonight, love the show. Just started listening. A pal of mine listened to you, Kate, when you did sports in New York and turned me on to the show. I have to say I like the offerings. Here's the deal. I'm not really psyched about this election, but there's no way, as a lifelong Democrat, that I can vote for Barack Obama again, because I think he has been, to use your words, ineffective on so many fronts. Therefore, it's pretty obvious who I'm going to vote for, and I think he wins, by the way. I said this before, that Romney has a 7-point lead in the one Gallup survey. So 7 points is pretty significant. And the polling is going to really ramp up even more, especially in the battleground states, because that's the key thing. It's the battleground states. All right, here's another one from Red. Red says, man, we need to bomb the snot out of Iran. Why do we pussyfoot around Ahmadinejad? I heard you say one time that he would have been on your hit list when you were talking about the all-time nasty people running serious spaces in the world. You had Hugo Chavez on the list, the Castro brothers, and Ahmadinejad. I'll never forget that. I laughed my head off when I was listening to the little skit that you did that night. Oh, that was a couple of years ago. Yeah, you hear the cats in the background? Here, kitty, kitty. So the bottom line is, yeah, too bad there aren't cats that are in the in that compound in Iran. Instead, they have the capacity to blow Israel probably off the map with the nukes that they're going to ultimately have. And Iran is a very, very dangerous and scary place, and partially because of Ahmadinejad, without a doubt, we cannot take him lightly. Any thoughts on the show? You can throw your 2 cents in by hitting me up at americatonight.net.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.